How do we reckon the value of Maaser Sheni? Kimoza Barnash Boy, as a person wants to sell his crop, it should be Bitiha Raw in the mid afternoon, Bitkufas Tamus in the middle of the summer, Bisar Balone after having taken a hot bath, Mesik Lazuze is carrying a load of fruit. So needless to say, it's extremely overheated and tuckered out. So we bring him money. It's imperative we bring him money. He'll pay the fruit for, sell the fruit for very cheap. So that is how to determine a minimal amount, a minimal value at which to redeem the Maaser Sheni. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Yirmiyahu said another version. K'mod Barnash Boy, as the person wants, Barovta, Erev Shabbos, Bepite Ramsha, late in the afternoon. Minashia, he wants to buy Minashia from women, Kalon, who are already shampooing their hair, Umavir Lane, and he passes by them. Umaisi Pirte, and he brings Prutos money and redeems the Maaser Sheni. So here too, obviously, right before Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda made preparations for Shabbos, the prices are very depressed. Rabbi Yudan Bar Gadya, Rabbi Yaakov Barbun said, Menichin al olav achich moshu, you leave over the leaves until they become wilted. And you redeem them immediately at Motzei Shabbos. Why? Because then to fruit is sold for very cheap because people have so many leftovers from Shabbos, they're not interested in buying right then. Rabbi Mona Havale Mashach. Rabbi Mona had oil. He brought it down to Akko. Amale Rabbi Chia Barada. Rabbi Chia Barada said to him, Inahu mashcha mishcha the base make kayom. If the oil is still around the base make, ha answer the parkene. This is a great time to redeem oil. Lo tav shisa mine that the bad oil. I think it's the lo tav that oil which is not good. Shisa mine is worth 1/6 of this oil. Meaning that the minimum shear of Maaser Sheni redemption is going to be 1/6 of the actual market value, because in base market the oil is going for a sixth of its value here. Rabbi Yochan said, "Podi Maaser Sheni al pi shlosha, redeem Maaser Sheni." Our Mishnah already said based on three customers. Vafilu echon mehem goy, and that we said that means even if one of them is a goy. Vafilu echon mehem baal, even one of them is the owner himself. Rabbi Yonah asked, Shneim Goyim. If both of them are Goyim, there are three people out of which two are Goyim. Or, in that case, lo, it should be not that that's no good. Shneim Baalim, if two of the three people are owners, also lo, it shouldn't be a good type of estimate. Echel Goyim, Echel Baal, if it has a Goy and a regular Jew as the owner, lo, so that too, same idea, that a Goy and the owner are three members of the panel, that's no good. You have to have the panel only comprised of either men, either one Goy or one owner, but not both Goyim, not two of any of the second class, so to speak. In other words, the second class are either Goyim or owners. Because they're not going to be as accurate. So we allow up to one of them, not two of them. Ella, well, it's starting, Tani. So that which it says in the Mishnah, Echad Go, that which is Rabbi Yochanan said, Afilu Echmeim Goy, Afilu Echmeim Baal, doesn't mean when there are three, that even two of them can be one a Goy and one an owner, but rather if there's three, one of them can be a Goy, and there's another three, another one, and that one can be the Baal, can be the owner. Okay, ba'abayis of pelochabes, ba'abayis of mer b'sela, ba'abayis is willing to redeem the crop for a seller. and some other non-owner says he's also willing to pay a seller for this miser shady. We give first dibs to the owner because he adds on a fifth. So therefore he's going to give us more money in the long run. Babai says he's willing to give a seller. And somebody else is willing to redeem even for a seller and a couple of prutos. And this is four prutos. Eight prutos. So even if he's willing to give a relatively small amount of money tacked on, nonetheless, says more very interesting thing. Where am I now? The guy is willing to give the seller and iser. He gets first dibs. My nation, most of our can, because in the bowl, Babai's would ultimately give more, because Babai's giving a fifth. Nonetheless, we give it to the other guy. The Gemara to explain why. My opponent, my tushani, shlofs and redeems his own my tushani. Most if so he adds on it to a fifth of its value. Whether it's his the Meister Sheni or Shenito Matona was given a Matona, nonetheless that's the recipe. Okay, that's what he has to do. He has to add on a fifth. Okay? Says more. I don't understand. In the second case of the Mishnah, where one guy, the owner is willing to give a seller, and the other guy is willing to be redeemed for a seller plus an iser, which is a little bit more. So I don't understand. Well, why should you give it to the guy who's promising a little bit more? Lamaisa, the owner's going to give a quarter, and that'll bring profit range far greater for Meister Sheni, right? So says Gemara, Rabbi Yav, Rabbi said, Shanihi, the owner's different. Shuyacho laharim olav lefotch min haChomesh. Her Fay is going to try and be treacherous and rid himself out of having to pay the Chomesh. And there is such a thing; he's allowed to do that. So therefore, we give it to you. Right. So we give it to the guy who's promising a little bit more, because he's giving as part of the Karen, and there's less weight to get out of giving the Karen.
So then, what about the first case?
Because there, everybody's. Yeah, because no, but there at least it's an even, right? There's no addition in the principle. And there, the hektish chance to gain, if the first carbon is, if the first,
it eclipsed the middle
of the Shani stands to gain. If the first guy doesn't elect to get out of giving Chomish, because so then Meister Shani stands to gain. Okay. Karen is just a header from our Mishnah. Rabbi Yaakov or either B'shem Rabbi Simoy said, "Call my shenish ein bekir bo ein karno shover pruta ein o mosif chomish." Very interesting halacha. If unless the actual value of my shenish is a pruta, you don't add on a chomish and a redemption. To be at least the fifth of the pruta. Rabbi Yossi b'shem bei Rabbi the chomesh should be at least the fifth of pruta. Rabbi Yossi bei Rabbi Sima b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kol ma'aser sheni, any ma'aser sheni she'ein b'chom shushaver pruta, even the fifth is going to be worth a pruta. Otherwise, ain't no most of chomesh you don't add on the fifth. So how much is principal after worth? Quick cheshbon." How much does the principal have to be worth in order that each fifth should be worth a pruta? Even in my fog occluded mind, I can figure that one out. Come on, guys. No. Come on. Four prutos. Right? Because the chum. Yes. Oh, boy.
I keep thinking of two trains heading in opposite.
You mean the fog is right here?
No, it's just anything. Ask a math question, anything.
Okay. I thought we were both going in the same fog in different directions. That's what you're. Okay. Hey, Hasib Rabbi Bob Armemo. And Bob Armemo last. Well, if that's all true, there are five prutos. It says in Masechta Erech in several places in Shas. The five prutos. Five halachis, which have to put on shas. Let's learn that there are six according to Rabbi Simoi. Because after all, according to him, also the principle of Maisa Sheni has to be with the pruta. Let's learn seven according to Rabbi Yechanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan is also the chumshel shel Maaser Sheni shave pruta. The fifth tacked on to Maaser Sheni's got a pruta as well. Void minado, and also from this. By the way, we're not going to answer this. Domar Rabbi Yosi. Should we dom? What do you have? Dom Rabbi Yosi. You have the Rebbe in parentheses. Yeah, Dom Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Mora by Tanchum. Yavo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. And karka nikne bepachosh mishave pruta. Karka is not acquired for less than the value of a pruta. Why is it not mentioned there? That should mean eighth pruta. By the way, I have a good answer for that. Karka is acquired for less than a pruta. When is it acquired for less than a pruta? With? Chalipin, the handkerchief kid. So that's why it's not. That's could be what's not mentioned. Okay, now here's a cursor change. Period. That was the end of that sugya. Tanya minador. Oh, just Tanya. Tanya. We'll take out the vote minador. This is from the Rosh Sivaleo. This cursor change. Tanya, Maaser Sheni Shein Dom of Yiduim. It's a very fundamental principle in Maaser Sheni. We don't know the Maaser Sheni, the exact value of the Maaser Sheni. So not to say that it and its fifth are redeemed on this coin. As long as you know that you believe way in the coin, as we'll see momentarily. So we don't know the exact value. You can put it on coins and assume that you still have change if you can approximate the value and the book is large. Okay, and the coin is large. Right, is that clear what I'm saying? In other words, if you have a dollar, a silver dollar, you know, I think I saw for the first time in the day in my life an Eisenhower dollar. Anybody ever seen an Eisenhower dollar? It's a coin. It's a dollar coin. Not a Susan B. Anthony. It's a Eisenhower. It's big. But in any event, let's say that you can be Mechala on that coin 10 times over or more, depending on how much a pruta is worth, 20, 30 times over. So the bottom line is, if you don't know how much your Maaser Sheni is worth, you also tack it onto that dollar coin you have at home. You don't have to, measure exactly the value of the Maaser Sheni. Okay, is that clear? So it says, Rabbi Yosef Hashem, Rabbi Chaispa, Crispo, Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Zira both said b'sel shem Maaser Sheni masnisa. This provides to tell you about a cell of Maaser Sheni. Eiv shar shlo yesham chulin goshen, since it's so large, even after a couple of transactions, there must be some chulin there, and that's where you transfer the inclusion of the Maaser Sheni to within the coin, not additional coins. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rechon said hekdesh p'tuyev yoser al domav. Hektish, where the redemption cost more than the value. Shabtuyev Yosra Adama, redeem more than you paid. So Tavasakol, if you redeemed on part and parcel of of the dollar coin. In other words, let's say Red Hecklish is worth 50 cents and redeemed it for 60 cents, around 60 cents. So in that case, I say that what was the example I just gave? Scratch that. I forgot the example midstream. The case is like this. Let's say you have Meiser Sheni, which is worth which is worth 10 cents. The Chomish is worth 10 cents. The whole thing is worth. Okay. And now I understand what I was saying. Okay, now I understand what the marshal wanted to give us. It's going to be a long night. You have 50 cents worth of Meiser Sheni. You're giving up. No, bad example. You have 40 cents of Meiser Sheni. You're giving 10 cents of that as the chomish, right? So you need, and you have a dollar coin. So 50 cents goes on the dollar, right? And you still have 50 cents left to make another transaction on the coin, right? So far, so good. By hektish, it's not like that. If you have 40 cents worth of hektish, which you're redeeming, you add the 10 cents, and now when you give the money to hektish, the entire dollar becomes theirs. The word is asking why the difference, okay? Why by Master Shani can I work incrementally, whereas by hektish I can't work incrementally? That's the question. Okay, so says Gemara. First answer: Ma'abin Hektish, Ma'abin Meiser Sheni. I'm Rabbi Yami. Rabbi Yami said, Shkeno da motzi leos ma'arib hektish. A person gives more hektish. Why does a person give more hektish than Meiser Sheni? Trick question. Well, even more so, hektish has no shurim. Meiser Sheni has precise shurim. It has to be exact percentages. That's right. But that's essentially what you're saying. So, says the Gemara, there, since they have to be exact percentages, Meiser Sheni don't tack on, right? Whereas by anything else, where it's natural to tack on, so you would tack on. Where am I? Rabbi Zira boy come Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Ami. So he asked from Rabbi Zira, asked from Rabbi Ami. Nivdo kosoish, let's check the guy out. Maybe maybe say he didn't intend to give more to hektish or more to whatever. So says the so he said, look, you know what? If you can go check, go check. But we can't go check, and therefore we made a blanket statement. Okay? Rabbi Yonah asked the question. Come on, Damar. Now, Rabbi Yonah didn't fully understand what the Gemara was saying till now. That will be obvious when the Gemara answers it. But the Rabbi Yonah asked, command the Omar. Now, here is a typo again. Command the Omar should be kinachosa. Right, just take out the parentheses. Command the Omar kinachosa. I understand there's a dichotomy between Meiser Sheni and Hektish. You owe Meiser Sheni your own money. But Kimabaram Kimandamar Eino Kinachasa, according to the sizable body of cases, where we're going to have an opinion that Meiser Sheni is not the not your property, but it belongs to the Beis Hamikdash, or belongs to the Gizbo, whatever it belongs to. Ma bein hektish u ma bein Meiser Sheni. If they both are things which belong to Hashem, not to you, so you should be allowed to do both of them, to expand both of them at will. So says the Gemara, no, we already explained that. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said, "Lo kein itmar taima." Was it not said already? The reason she came b'nei adam it's more to lios marav hektish. A person is going to give more to hektish. Not that hektish needs more, but a person is going to give more to hektish. Okay, that's really what we start out with. He just had this digression in the middle where he didn't understand what exactly our logic is. But the logic is not whether you're going to be going to own the Meiser Sheni or not own the Meiser Sheni. The question is that whether a person's normal derech is be marbe in Meiser Sheni, and the answer is no. I must have just confused you terribly. No, it's okay. What? Person married back there. She didn't understand that. That's the Rabbi Yoina didn't understand the full import of Eino Adam Marba back there. She thought it has to do with whether you own the stuff or not. Not with whether a person is magnanimous towards Hekdesh. That's what I'm telling him. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that a person marv Hekdesh, either because it's magnanimous or just because it's permissible. But by Meser Sheni, there's no permission to be magnanimous. Why? Because it's a precise measure. So therefore, there's no such thing as excess Meser Sheni. Therefore, if you have 60 cents on the coin, it's 60 cents on the coin. It doesn't expand to fill the whole dollar. That's what it says, okay? Now, again, as I said, this is Aloch L'maisa B'zman HaZeh. I don't know if I said this. Right, but this is Aloch L'maisa B'zman HaZeh, that when you want to redeem Meser Sheni, so you take keep redeeming Meser Sheni on coin until you fill it up. What they do nowadays also, it's called the Rabbanim B'zman HaZeh, and it's not permissible to eat in Yerushalayim. As each coin fills up, they take that coin and b'chal on another coin, so on and so forth. Because we paskin hekdesh shavu mana shechila shavu pruta mechula. If you took hekdesh worth $100 and redeemed it on $1, so it works, right? Time based hamikdash, you want to have one for one because you go to Yerushalayim to eat. But now it works one on one. So therefore, and even after you gather immense amount of dollars, then you can redeem all those dollars on $1 as well. So this is a constantly repeating process. Okay? So says more further. I'm Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said, Hikdish Beduya Vulawik the Lo Sib Chomesh, Harei Zepod. A person was Makdish. Redeemed his Meiser Sheni, his Karbanos. I'm sorry, didn't he add a Chomesh? So, but it works. And he owes the Chomesh, but right now it's already out in the Chulin. However, if a person Meiser Sheni should do Yov, Meiser Sheni is deemed loisiv chomesh, and you didn't yet pay the fifth. Haray ze eno potter. We don't exempt it from the fifth. Rabbi in the Kekdesh, Rabbi Meiser Sheni. What's in you Meiser Sheni? Where we exempt you, Meiser Sheni? We do not. On Rabbi Lo said Hekdesh. And therefore, even if we exempt you temporarily from Meiser Sheni, you know, since Hekdesh has Vito and Vinny, so Vito and Vinny are going to come out and break your kneecaps if you don't bring Hekdesh. Vito and Vinny are, of course, the enforcers of the Gizbar, right? So Vito and Vinny will be out to see you. But by Meiser Sheni, Meiser Sheni ain't lo tovin. Who's going to demand Meiser Sheni? You yourself eat Meiser Sheni, not Vito Akoin and Vinny Akoin. You yourself. So therefore, who's going to come and enforce it? So therefore, we say that by Hekdesh, if you didn't yet give the Chomesh, it's still redeemed. And there we'll take about the paperwork. We'll take care of the paperwork later. By Meiser Sheni, I don't say that. Say until he paid the fifth, it's not fully redeemed. Says Rabbi Yoina, boy, Rabbi Yoina. Also, again, here didn't fully understand what we were saying. He said maybe that's only command the irony here should be again kinechosa. The mandomer holds it's like his property. It's like his property, so therefore it's
One second.
Yeah, Meiser Sheni is like your property, so it's not like Hekdesh, right? If it's like Nechosav, it's not like Hekdesh. So every now and then I can say, so therefore I could say a distinction that by Hekdesh, even if you didn't pay the extra 50, it's already redeemed. And by Zushedi, if you didn't pay the extra 50, it's not redeemed. Maybe I can say that if I say Kinechosa, the Mazushay is like your own property, because there's different Mekdish where it's Hashem's property. V'ram Kamanar, but like the people chose, ain't no Kinechosa, who, again, the change of Girsa, that it's not your property. So Mavin Hekdish, Mavin Mazushay, what's the Chin Hekdish, and Mazushayni, the Choreba, either by both I should wait for the fifth, or by neither should I wait for the fifth. So says more Lokfar, he's down for time, you missed the boat again. Did you originally ready to tell you the reason? Time of Yesh Lo Tovin, Maitre Sheni Ain Lo Tovin. Well, it's nothing to do with who owns it. It has to do with whether their people are going to demand it or not. Well, so therefore, it already has to do with what kind of enforcers are available. Okay? Says more further. Apoita Maitre Sheni Shalom. Some of your redeems own Maitre Sheni. Most of Elo Chamishisov is just Chazor. He adds on its fifth. Bain Shiloh, Bain Shinimaton, whether it's his or he got as a present. Masnisa the Rabbi Meir. So we want to say this price to Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir Amar Inamatona Kimechar. The Meir said a gift is not like a sale. And why is it essential to say our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir? Because our Mishnah says that, our Mishnah says, that Poyim Maitre Sheni Shalom, right? And that it says Nita Lo Matona. How do you got it? Became yours by adoption, right? Not by getting as a gift. So we know that there's a halacha which says that you're not allowed to do give matonos with Maitre Sheni. No, so he's not allowed to sell Maitre Sheni, I think.
Says that why did you do this? It's like they made this. They gave birth to their children away from everything, but the place was a forest.
So many cases with Ryan.
They did. Why was Zuvashuva? When he says safe Fortinoko, so the children should be engaged to look.
Yeah. Okay, I'm right. Cases like this. Again. Our mission talks about where you get the Maitre Sheni as a gift. The Chorah Maitre Sheni should not be a giftable commodity. Right? So I'm not allowed to do business with Maitre Sheni. Give me a gift, it's like doing business. So that's something where it says, our mission like Rabbi Meir, who says, Eina Matona Kamecher. A gift is not like a sale. You're not allowed to do sales and do business. But you're allowed to give. You're allowed to give these small, so to speak, personal items. Okay, in other words, you can give the no, it's not true. Just babbling. Sorry. Every time I start babbling, it wakes me up a little bit. Rabbi Meir holds that you're allowed to give a gift, even though you're not allowed to sell Maitre Sheni, because gifting is not the same thing as selling. We pass, you're not allowed to give a gift of Maitre Sheni, because just like Maitre Sheni is forbidden to sell, so too you're forbidden to give gifts of Maitre Sheni. So our Mishnah is talking about Maitre Sheni, which reach your hand via a gift. Who must be the author of our Mishnah? Stands to reason, the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Okay? That's all it's saying. Says more again. Masisa the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir, Mary, my Torah Kamecho. I'm Rabbi Yair Ben said Divrei Hakol. Our Mishnah going like everybody. Why Tipotzer? I can say that our Mishnah is talking about a case where Peir Shein Tvuli LeMeiser. I didn't give the gift of the truth of the Meiser Sheni itself. I gave the gift of the Tevel prior to it becoming Meiser Sheni. That's why the gift is permissible. But Nino, and I don't understand how can you say such a thing. Later on, the Masech is going to say Hapoyda Neta Ravai Shaloi. If you redeem your own Neta Ravai, in other words, your own plants of the fourth year, which must be redeemed. Most of love Chamishi, so you had a Chafif. Islach Lemei, my repair, Shein Tfulim. Are you talking there about Peir, which is Tevel? In other words, that that there's no, it's the reason why you give it as a gift, or at, in other words, it says in the Mishnah, if you redeem your own Meister Neter Vai. Sounds like redeem other people's Neter Vai. Must be you got it as a gift. So that's what Gemara says. It's obviously not talking about it can't be talking about where you gave the gift when it's Tevel, because no such thing as Tevel, because it's Neter Vai is Neter Vai from the time it starts budding in the tree throughout the year. So if that's the case, how do I have a case over there which is where I can get her out of it? By saying that the sale took place when it's Tevel. It's no such thing. There's more low. The netter by atzmo of hocha meiser avi soifich meimar. No, there must be netter by itself. So instead of baram, it should be af. So to hear how you might have no choice but to say, let's say about where the meiser sheni itself was given as a gift, and that this is not going according to the shita of Rabbi Meir. But meiser sheni is, this is going according to the shita of Rabbi Meir. The Meister Sheni, even though it's a gift, it's not like a sale, and that works, but like Rabbana, it would have been forbidden. Okay, it wouldn't have been allowed to give the Meister Sheni to your friend as a gift, like we see here intimated in this Gemara. Okay, Halacha Gimel. Marim and Meister Sheni can be treacherous with Meister Sheni. How so? Keita. Oyem Adon Chavir could personally say his friend, Livno, to his son, Levito, and to his daughter, Agdoyev, they're adults. Lavdo to his slave, who shivchaso and his maid servant, Ivrim, if they're Jewish slaves. Hey, look, Mosa, take this money, Ubdelechas Meiser, and redeem this Meiser. Avo, however, William Arcadian say this, leave no to his son, Ulevito, and his daughter, Haktani, who are the minors, because they are really his property. La'avto to his slaves, u'l'shibchaso aknanim, because they're really his property. They're not independent entities. You cannot, they can't do things on their own. Why is that? Minei shiyodon ki yodo, because they are comparable in monetary stature. By that I mean, we're going to see this consistently throughout the Gemara, but if you have a father and a son, even though they're both adults, or a husband and wife, so they're not considered to be separate fiscal units. Okay, since they're not considered to be separate fiscal units, so therefore they can't be zoche in Meiser Sheni from this individual, like him being Machlis himself, without any intermediate, which is no good. Is that clear at all? What?
Separate units.
I guess what I mean is that you cannot get out of the Chumash. Right? Because each one of them is a separate person. So you can't get out of the Chumash. The only time you get out of the Chumash is... What?
His
whole commission, then you exchange clothes.
Yeah. What I said to
you is not true. Go, well, ask me a question again.
I thought you said the other day that you could exchange each other's clothes.
You can. No, no, we don't have to do that. Everybody, nobody has to give a chomish in that case. Is that what you mean by exchange? You cancel each other out? Yeah. This is a separate halacha. I was just getting babbling a moment ago. There, you were talking about Meiser, whether Meiser Sheni is redeemable by your son and daughter, who are, or your shivchananis, who are not you. But whose hand is like your hand?
You're the
Aramis. Yes. Yes, so to by Ibn Ovito,
person don't have to go out for a das if they can't.
How do you know what they're saying?
No, but it's not a das issue. The Gemara is going to discuss that. Right, I understand your Gemara, your question. What's the point? Who cares? Because it's all going back to the same place anyway. That's what you're saying, right? No, it's what happens if the husband does, the husband slash father does it, or the kids do it. What? Yeah, so I was right when I said it to you before. Was I wasn't babbling. Chomesh. We're trying to get out of Chomesh here. Who can get you out of Chomesh? Somebody who's a member of your household but not completely anymore, such as an adult child. Or an Eved Ivri. Somebody who's a complete member of your household, when they redeem my Hashem, it's a valid redemption. But you don't get out of the Chomesh. That's precisely the point, as if you're doing it yourself. And that's why the more is dividing between your adult children and your minor children. You have to pay Chomesh in that case. There's no way out of the Chomesh. Okay? Payomi Begorin, if a guy was standing in the silo, maybe on the most, and he has no money in hand, Emil Chavir says to his friend, Hare Pelus Alon, Slilachom Matana, here, take this fruit as a gift. And then he says, "Arei mechulon emoshim v'bayis, let them be redeemed on the money which I have at home." Okay. Rabbi Avun Amar is palgun. What? It's not like truma. I mean, you don't need the pigeon in the same place as the fruit.
Who says
person
who got the matzah?
No.
Oh,
first guy. He gets out of chomesh that way. Yeah.
We gave it as a matzah anyway.
Right, but he intends to get it back. Okay, the Gemara is going to discuss that at the very end. Okay. Rabbi Avin Amar Spago, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yisrael Chanin. Rabbi Avin said, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yisrael Chanin argue about the final case. Lama Marimino law about the derivation. This is an amazing concept. Why are we allowed to do ruses with my Shoshani? Because of bracha. So you should have a bracha. The only bracha which Jews have is money, right? So therefore you can cheat the redemption process. Rabbi Chorona, my Lama Pudim Sobashar Zol. Why do we deem it? Yeah, in Parashat Bikurim, wherever it speaks about there, yeah. In Kisavo, I think. No, it's earlier. It says, he brings down apostles and Dvarim Yudaki, Berechu Hashem Elokecha. So, I'm not sure exactly what to do with that, but Dvarim Yudaki, Vav. So, they meant, V'charon Amar, Lomad Yisobashar Azol, why do we redeem it at the cheapest possible available bar price? Because there's bracha. In other words, the question is, what does the word bracha help us? So one opinion is the word bracha helps us to assume that somebody can be involved in process we might normally. Minority reject, such as a child, albeit as long as it's an adult child. Let me read that again for the Mark. Rabbi Amar Spalga, Rabbi Lezav, Rabbi Yisachina. Chanamar once said, Loma Amar Rimin, why can we let you take your son or daughter redeem and get out of the fifth that way? How, why do we let you save money and get out of the fifth in the easy way? Because the bottom line, is bracha. Why do we let you find the cheapest possible price to redeem your Maizu Shani? Because it says bracha by it. The same idea, It's based a different idea based on the same pasuk. Monogrammy, what are we talking about? Ink shamalot seyupadeli. If you said to the guy, go and redeem it for me, shlucho, you're his agent, then of course you have to give a fifth. If I said go redeem for you, shalowin, then they're his. Of course he doesn't have to give a fifth. Elokinu kemur talking about, shom Elohi said to him, pedeli mishalcha, redeem for me from your money. Or, pedelecha, redeem for yourself, mishali, from my money. In that case, I say he gets out of a fifth. But that again, we also learned this. Pedeli mishalcha, redeem for me from your money. Pedelecha mishali, or redeem for you from my money. Ain't no Muslim chomish, you don't have to tack on an extra fifth. Why don't you have to tack on an extra fifth? Because the halacha of marimin, and each one is separate. Okay? Is that clear? Says more further. Rabbi Yochanan ben Yochanan said, Kol ma'aser she'eino hu pidyonim mishalo, eino mosim chomish. As long as the keren and chomish are not from the same individual, you don't add on a chomish. Lots of logic. Rabbi Yochanan said, Time Rabbi Yochanan, logic Rabbi Yochanan is, Vim go yigalish maaser over a person redeems him as maaser, v'chamishi so Yosef alav. He should add a fifth on it. What does it mean on it? G'day shehu p'dyonim shalo. He's got to own the principal and the amount which is being paid. So that's more a minor kevah. What are we talking about? Im b'gdoy lo. This came back to our mission. It's actually a new thing. Minor kevah is a new question. Okay, we finished that question. Now a new one. Minor kevah. What are we dealing with? In our Mishnah, in Bigdol, we're talking about an adult woman, adult shivcha. This is going on the part of shivcha in the Mishnah. Talk about an adult shivcha. So then, zochas b'simonim. Of course, she's already an independent entity, and therefore she doesn't give a fifth when she redeems. She's of course an independent from her former master. So it says more. Simon of Bagrus, right. Or it's Narus.
So then he says, okay, that's the court.
Wait a second, you only know. She's zoich in the right to have Schia. She's zoich in the right to be an independent, incorporated entity. That's her mission. What?
The question isn't whether she's a Gdola or not. The question is whether she's a separate financial entity.
That has to do with Simon, and the Gemara understands at this point. Gemara is going to reject that, but that's what the Gemara seems to understand at this point. What's the problem with that?
It just doesn't. We're not asking, is she a Gdol or is she not a Gdol? That's for that I would answer Simon.
Yeah.
Does it seem like this is apples and oranges?
Why?
What rights does this ownership have to take the money for themselves? The answer would be not simple. The answer is because she is a separate entity.
Right.
Simon is only the question of whether she's in fact a Gdola. It doesn't really affect whether she's a separate entity.
Yeah, but maybe then she well. The two separate issues here then. Whether she's an adult or whether she's a separate financial entity, they might come down together, but they're two separate issues. I don't understand your question. Yeah, I understand. Okay. Maybe if I was in less of a fog, I'd be able to deal with it. Which reminds me that you're going to... Truth is, I really better wake up for this because it's very important to you. Says Gemara, so Gemara's kasha on the floor is now, what are we talking about? If it's a Gdola, of course she can do it. If it's a Ketana, how can she do it? How is she an independent entity? So it says, well, I'm Rabbi Yudan Bar Sholom, Rabbi Yudan Bar Sholom said, Kumi Rabbi Yossi, said Rabbi in front of Rabbi Yossi. Tipoter. It resolved our mission's command of his going to appear as those Hakotan Teirim, that a child can make Truma. So a child is an independent entity. Omar Lay, so he said, wait a minute. Afilu command Amar Akotin Teichim. Even according to people which called Akotin Teichim. Cotton Zacha, can a cotton do Schia? So here the Rashi Leo changes it. He says, doesn't make it a question, he makes a statement. Even though the cotton can't take Truma, cotton Zacha. And here we enter a fascinating concept. Here we enter Choshe Mishpat. Bear in mind, Truma is Yeridim. Kinyonim are Choshe Mishpat. Peter Meister Sheni is a Choshen Mishpat act. The Gemara is about to give us two alternatives. It's possible that a Kotan, even if they don't have Godless vis-a-vis Yeridea, has Godless vis-a-vis Choshen Mishpat. It's also possible that a Kotan is not a Godless vis-a-vis Choshen Mishpat, but Hefker based in Hefker. And Basin can make him into a Godless vis-a-vis Choshen Mishpat. The two possibilities are about to learn. So if in our Mishnah, it may be a well be, we're talking about a Kotan. The ratio could be talking about a katan, but we're talking about what vis-a-vis what is he a gadol? He's a gadol vis-a-vis the halacha of pidyon ma'aser sheni vis-a-vis choshen mishpat, and that's what we're about to learn. Says the Gemara, "Al daitin the rabbanon tamon," according to the Babylonian rabbis Nicha. Now here's a very interesting sugya, which is a Bavli sugya, but it's much more verbose than any Bavli I know on the topic. Al daitin rabbanon Nicha, the Talmud, I mean, over there in Bavel, but they say, "B'shem Rav Nachman bar Yit bar Yaakov, name Rav Nachman bar Yaakov." Koshin, nice and low, egos and mashlicho. Any kid whom you give a nut and he throws away the nut. Troy, you give him a stone, vunotlo, and he takes the stone, so he's a shaita, right? He throws away the nuts, he takes the stone. How might to be other, if you find something in his hand, it might be ash, but if you found in the city dump. Meaning he has no ownership whatsoever. He's an imbecile. He's not, he has no ownership. Egos vunotlo. When he finds a nut, he takes it. When he finds a stone, he throws it away. He's old enough that you're not allowed to steal from him. Is because the world has to be run in a proper, dignified fashion. That's tantamount to the rabbanon. If you give him a nut and a rock, he takes them and secures them. In other words, he's old enough to know the value of saving things. Gezelo gezel gomer. Now, gezelo gezel gomer. That's why I say it doesn't sound like this in any Bavli. It sounds like the Oraisa. If he's of age where he can tell that it's kedai to save things, that means that theft from him is the Oraisa. Gezel gomer, not just gezel neidah kishola. Zochel atzmo. However, even at this stage, he can only be zochel to himself. He can't be zoicha for others. He can acquire for himself and not to others. And the Bavli, I think this four stairs squares away the Bavli call this das acheris makne. When other people do the intent, they're a makne to him, so that seems to work even the rice according to the Bavli. I don't think it's a contradiction to the Bavli, but I'm not 100% sure. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna has the clincher. Kishem shu zoich la'atmu kachu zoich la'cheirim. A cotton has zchia for others as well. The Bavli denies this. The Bavli holds zchia is mitam shlichus. Zchia works because you have shlichus and there's no shlichus for cotton. How we know there's no shlichus for cotton? Because it says, Atem gam atem l'rabu shluchachem. Matem gedoilim afkiz afhein yo shluchachem gedoilim. They have to be adults just like the Mishalech. Yet nonetheless, here we have a concept that zoichel atzmo. So, if that's the case, our mission is going to like Rav Huna. Okay? Our mission is going to, and therefore, a katan or a katana can redeem the ma'aser sheni of a gadol. Why is that? Because you're zoiche. You're zoi mezake the others, the pidyon which you do. Or I say, the Ketana says, I'm mezake the pidyon to my father, to my master, and it'll work. Okay? So it's going to, our mission is going to Rav Huna. Is that clear?
What about the Chumash in this
class? There's no Chumash. That's precisely the point. They're independent entities already. That however, that really depends if they're more, if they're smuchim al shulchano, if they're part of the estate, you know, the household of the father or not. But if they're not a part of the household of the father, so then in fact they can be mezaki, even if they are ketanim. So it'd be chiddush. Okay? Hakol moedim. Everybody agrees, shem mat noso mat Torah. Even this child that can be mezaki to others, he still can't give gifts. The Chassidut says kiter ish. Only a man can give gifts. Matnas ish matana, vei matnas katan matana. The gift of a child is not a gift. Divrei Chachamim. Vayina pazi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yaakov Brach b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said loyelam in gzelo gezel gomor. And they argue on a previous premise. They say there's no theft from a katan until a complete theft until he grows two hairs. So they hold as we're regressing. There is no theft either rights or from a katan. Rav Obishem Rabbi Yochan said, "Harder the tamo." All of this, the discussion is in any event, lotzi men b'din, to extricate from him stuff based on judgment, meaning based on choshen mishpat. Avol havi kol ben shvua, but if a katan subpoenas you in court and you deny the claim and you lie, you can only be liable to the korban shvua for having lied in court. Kolam amoydi atchi avishtei saras. Only when you are claimant, you're the litigant is already a gadol. Okay? Now, all this is like the Babylonians. But like the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael, Chevraya b'shem Rabbi Yossi boy, the Chevraya in the name Rabbi Yossi asked, Me'ata fiu l'atzmo l'izke, a katan shouldn't even have schia for himself. D'chsiv el re'eyu, it says, when do you have schia? When it's to your friend. Achi ekre'eyu, when you're like your friend. And who are you as you're like your friend? The gadol, right? Who are friends? The gadol. The gadol is one that's doing ma'aser sheni, right? There's no gadol here. So according to him, they can't have any schia. Our mishnah is difficult. We said according to the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael, the schia mid rabbanan. But according to the mid rabbanan, maybe in the raisa. But according to the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael, there's no schia for cotton at all. How are we going to work it out? So the Yitzhak Rabbi Moshe Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yitzhak said, it's really a din, if I understand correctly, of Hefker based in Hefker, or Potzel Abishitas Apiutos. It's talking about Apiutos. Oh, Apiutos. You know what Apiutos are? Piutos. In the Bible, they're called Piutos, which means young children. Rabbanan gave a din in Mecca Humemkar. The Tzina Taman we learned over there, it's a famous Bavli, famous Mishnah actually. The Mishnahs don't belong necessarily in the Bavli only. The Tzina Taman we learned over there. Aputos, the Putos who are 6 or 7 years old, Mikha Mekach, their acquisitions are valid sales. When we call them Memkar and their acquisitions are, and their purchases are valid purchases, and their sales of valid purchases, by Metautalin, and therefore by Ma'aser Sheni, it works as well. Ask the Gemara, Vatina, did we learn? You can't do Schia, not by your minor son or daughter. And not by your slaves who are Knanim. Because their hand is like your hand. Now this is talking about Erevin. I can't make an Erev Chatzeres or Shitubim Vos with my own child or my own Evan, because his hand is like my hand. How does Erev work? If I want to be Misakin Erev to the members of the household, members of the courtyard, so I take a piece of bread and say, here, Kizoychem the Seder for the members of the courtyard. But I can't say that if you're my own child, because I need to have a separate entity, and there's no separate entity, right? So how do we reconcile? There it says you can't do it, here it says you can do it, right? Here it says you can do it by your children. It's considered to be a separate entity vis-a-vis the Aloch of Choymashi, and thereby Irvin it's not, right? So says Mar, it's not difficult. Rabbanan Ketzer, I mean, Kam Bekotin Shiesh Podas, my Kotin who has Das, he's a separate entity. Kan b'kot shein bo das. When does it not work? When it's a katan she'ein bo das. And this way we pass it in a pinch. If you don't have a gadol with which to be mezaka by eruv, you can use your own children. As long as they have das, even though they're not independent in terms of the where they get their sustenance from, you can use them to make the eruv go through. Okay? Says the Gemara Tama Tanim, we learned over there. Well, yeah, that's our whole basis of this, because here we're saying Maizer Sheni, it does work. Okay? No, but it is given the parameters of Choshen Mishpat. It is, yeah, because it's a Shechiyah process. It's called being Makne Neirub. That's the definition it's given. Okay? Tama Tanina, we learned over there. Hashol Sapola, somebody who I lent you out, I loaned you out my cow. Bishulcha loan, I send it to you. Biad b'nei, in the hands of my son. Biad avdei, in the hands of my slave. Biad shlucha, in the hands of my agent. You already are chayv and onsin. You ready at that point? Chayv and onsin. So someone, wait a minute. How could this be? Leisa d'amra shavet zocha mirabu lacher. Isn't this an explicit proof then that an eved, or for that matter a child, could be zocha from his father or from his master for somebody else? It's the minute I gave it to my slave to bring it to you, it's as if it's yours already, and you already chayv and onsin from then. So we see clearly that the eved or the katan is zocha for somebody else, right? Says more, no. That's not a riot. First of all, says more, I'm Rabbi Lezit Tepat Eved Ivri. Maybe it's talking about not about your real Eved, but about your Eved Ivri. So it's only like an employee. And employees are not members of your household in the same way. So therefore, he can be Zdimek Sia. But Ram Rabbi Yechon, even a Mer Lomda Shetegit, Afil Tifterine Beved Knani, he even says it's talking about Eved Knani. This is talking about where the borrower said, you don't even have to send it to me. Just open the gate for it and it'll come on its own. So the Eved Knani is just a dumb waiter there, right? He's not doing anything. Why is the onsin start immediately? Because the borrower was willing to take upon himself onsin anyway from the moment it left the gate. Okay? So says the Gemara. Again, the Tani came and learned this in a Braisa, in Higa, in Shicha. If the borrower conducted it, let it, or even he called the cow and came after him, he becomes Mechuyev and Unsim. He's liable to that as if the borrowing, because the borrowing already started. Rabbi Zira Shama Laminacha. Rabbi Zira learned this principle from here. That an eved cannot be zocha to his master, for another. Well, for avoleinu mezake lo yidei, it says in our Mishnah, avoleinu mezake lo yidei bno vito aktanim. It says you can't be mezake neither by your slave or your shevcha if they're knanim. Not from our Mishnah. I'm sorry. Also from Eirvin. It's also there. But Shivutuvim votes. It says you shouldn't use your Evin and Shivcha Aknanim Ibnei, and should be Sheyodon Kia Yodon Kiyodo. Leisa Damra does not teach us Shein HaEved Zocha Mirabu Lacher. It's only we see it. The Evin can't be Zocha from his master for somebody else. It says more. It's not a riot. We reject the riot. Tipotter Krabi Meir. That's like Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir, Ovidyad ever kiad rabbi. Rabbi Meir talk all that way, but we don't hold that way. It says, well, wait a minute. How can you say it's a Rabbi Meir? Vatani Ishto. It says there you shouldn't even use your wife. Does Rabbi Meir sover yad Ishto kiad by law? Does Meir may hold that the hand of a wife is like her husband? Says my, yeah, could be. Rabbi Chinib Shem Rabbi Pinchas said, Tipata Kadin Tanan Tanya. It could be that it's going like this, little Brysa. The Tani Ishto ain't a po de lo Meiser Sheni. Your wife cannot redeem few Meiser Sheni. Because she's like yourself. And so therefore you don't lose the Chomesh if she does it. This does it. Rav Shim Lozner and Sheni Rai Meir, Ishto po de lo Meiser Sheni. Rav Shim and Lozner says that his wife, I think, No, I made a mistake. When it said, let me go back a line, a couple lines. Vatani Ishto. I mistranslated that line. You see a line, Vatani Ishto? It means his wife can make an Eruv. Not that she can't do a make it, it can't. It means his wife can make an Eruv. So Vatani Ishto doesn't say his wife can't make an Eruv. How can it be? Raimir Savayada Isha Kabaila. Raimir holds a woman's hand is like her husband's hand. So how does a woman make an Eruv? And that Rabbi Chinin said, because Tipotter Gordin Tanya, the Tanya, Ishto Eno, Podolo Maisa Shani, albeit we have an opinion which holds a wife can't exempt you from a chomish because just like you. Ishto's Taka, Podolo Maisa Shani, and Taka gets you out of a chomish. Right? Vadin Tanya Tanya, here we learn, Rabbi Meir, Ovid Yada Evid, Kiad Rab, Ovala Yada Isha Kiad Bala, and Evid is like a master, but a woman is not like a husband. Okay? Says Mar Brashona Yosef came in most. Originally, they would give money. I would give money. If I'm going to get out of a Chomish, I'll give my money to Ruvain, and Ruvain would be poided for me. What had happened? Ruvain would take the money and run. It happened. Nebuch, people got deceitful. He's going to show his game in Paris. So I'll give the fruit to Ruvain, and I'll redeem the fruit which Ruvain is holding on for me, and I'll get out of the Chomish that way. Well, guess what Ruvain started doing? Right? They would take the fruit and one of the fruit. They made a great, brilliant idea. They said, the mizaka, the fruit to Ruvain. But not they will give it to him in his hand. We'll be mocking him the fruit agav karka. Echem yasor b'karka means they'll give him a sliver of land somewhere, a small amount of land, and agav karka, I'll give him the fruit on that land. I won't actually give him possession of it. He only owns them technically, and then I redeem it. So I get out of the Chomish by doing it that way. Rabbi Inu Bar Sisi saw a Gabi Rabbi Yena. Rabbi Inu Bar Sisi went to Rabbi Yena's house. Armalei Froklach Bahara Sila. And so he said to, so Rabbi Yena said to Rabbi Yena, here, redeem my Maiser Sheni with this seller which I'll give you. Okay? Amar Ibas, so, and he gave him the seller to redeem. Omar, then afterwards Rabbi Yena didn't ask for it back. So Omar, Iboy Menas Naso. So Rabbi Yena said, if you want, you can take it back from me. Chosav Anastamine. So Rabbi Yena took it back from him. Omar, Rabbi Yena said, oh, the reason why this worked is Kacharis Daite, because I reckon your intent, the Lunasta, that were you not to take it back, lo have amar li klum, you wouldn't have said anything but to me. Lefun kein you have to yasalah. That's why I gave it back to you. In other words, Rabbi Yoina held b'shita that when I give Ruvain the coin to be paid the meiser, then Ruvain has to I have to really have gemir stas that Ruvain can keep the coin. And that's why Reuven can exempt me from a chomish when he redeems my Maaser Sheni. If I'm just doing it as a ruse, then it doesn't really work. So therefore, only because he saw the Rabbi Yena would not have asked for the coin back had Rabbi Yena not offered it back to him, that's why it went through. We say the same thing by Pidyon HaBen. You know, Pidyon HaBen, when you give the money to the Kohen, so you have to really intend for the Kohen to keep it, even though very often they have a minute to give it back, because then it doesn't work. You have to be give Belev Sholim. So to here, he always has to be give Belev Sholim, otherwise it wouldn't work. Okay.